Okay, today we start Siman Resh Mem Vav, which means we are going to be starting the halachas of Talmud Torah. So we've been learning Torah all our lives. It's about time we learned Hilchas Talmud Torah. And I think the assumption is by most people that when you learn Hilchas Talmud Torah, there are no real chidushim. You know, you're supposed to learn as much as you could, and that's it. But as we'll see, there are a number of chidushim halacha lemaisa. Maybe the most significant of which is this Tshuva Aleph, which we'll get to momentarily. First, we have to have Talmud Torah, then we can be a Talmud Torah. Chayav Adam b'Talmud Torah v'heyach l'ayin b'Mishchar. Our Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph has two parts to it. The first part seems to be simple, and then the second part is about Yisachar Zvulun, about special arrangements. Let's start at the beginning. Kol Ish Yisrael Chayav b'Talmud Torah. Every Jewish man is chayav to study Torah. Bein Oni, Bein Ashir, Bein Shalem Begufay, Bein Bal Yisurim, Bein Bachor, Bein Zakin Gadol. Afilu Oni Yamazir Ala Psachim. Afilu Baal Isha Ubanim. It's going like the biggest chiddush later, right? Afilu Baal Isha Ubanim. Chaylik Vayalo Izman LeTalmud Torah B'Yemu B'Layla. Shnema V'Gisa B'Yemu B'Layla. So right away, we learned that there's a chiyuv of kfiyas man lelimud. It's not enough. A person learns whenever he has time. But we know kavati itim l'tayra. There's a chiyuv of kfiyas man lelimud atayra. And it puzzles me why in the halacha sefer it would say bein ani, bein asher, bein shalei, bein bal yisurim, bein bacher, bein zachen gadol. Like, why would I think differently? Is there any mitzvah in the Torah that there's a difference between a shalim begufay and a bal yisurim, or a bachar, or a zakin gadol, or an ani, or an ashir? It's a very, it seems to be a strange way to express yourself in a halacha sefer. In a musa sefer, I understand that this idea, but I don't know why this lashon Rambam, why you would write such a lashon. Right, so that but that a halacha say it doesn't seem to be a din. It seems to be a musar. So what? Somebody who's a bacher and a zaken gadol. Why should I think it's a difference? If he's asking mitzvah, he's takapata mitzvah. So even in the answering Yishu Abana, what about Ben Bacher Ben Zaken? Which mitzvah is he pater from? Only a mitzvah he can't afford, but this doesn't cost money. Shulchan Aruch has such an expression. Yeah, some that cost money, I understand. It's a chiddush. Even if you don't have money, you have to spend money on it. But here, where it's not something that costs money, maybe. Okay. What? It doesn't say anything about the amount. It doesn't say a word about the amount. All it says is chayim. What comes to mind is Rav Gifter's line. Rav Gifter had a very sharp line. In Kiseitze, the parsha starts. So it starts with Lashon Rabbim. Ayevecha is Lashon Rabbim. And Unisanai is Lashon Yachid. You go to fight an enemy against a battle against your many enemies, and God will put him in your hands. So Rav Gifter said that the Bali Machshava darshan that this goes on the Muhammad with the Yetzirah. He said when you fight the Yetzirah, you think you have 100 Yetziraharas. You have one Yetzirah that you're tired, you can't learn. One Yetzirah, you're thirsty, you can't learn. You're hungry, you can't learn. It's bad weather, you can't learn. A lot of Yetziraharas. So he said, afterwards you realize it's one Yetzirah. Any excuse he can give you not to learn, he throws in your way. It's not because you're tired, it's not because you're hungry. He tries this. If this doesn't work, the other thing works. You know, that's the way it is. When it's nice weather outside, it's too nice to come into the Beis Medrash and learn. When it's bad weather outside, it's bad weather to go outside to learn. Now, any excuse, the Yetzer Hara throws you away. So it's as if the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, but again, it's like a Musa Sefer, that people think if I'm an Ani, I'm Pater, if I'm an Asher, I'm Pater. If I'm Shalim Begufa, if I'm Bayisur, you know, whatever it is, Chayiv look for Lo Yalai Zman Liman Atayr. And the Ramah says, B'shas Hadchak, Afilu Lo Yikara, Rakriyash Rashachas V'arvis, Lo Yamushu Mipicha Karim and Bey. B'shas Hadchak, it could be Saimach on Kriyashima, and the Shach brings, it's of Katan Aleph, Kekos of Ismag, you're not supposed to tell this to an Am Haaretz that he can be out to a Kriya Shema.
I'm assuming he's not
going to
open the Shulchan Aruch.
I'm assuming he won't look in the Shulchan Aruch. That a person, it doesn't mean the Talmud Chacham, you could tell. He's out to a Kriya Shema Shachas Aravis, but not an Am Haaretz. It's a good question. I don't know if it means the Mechaber doesn't agree or if he just didn't want to be Mefarsamit. I don't know. The Gros sounds like it's a machlokes. The Gros says on the Ramah b'shas atchak kriv yechelan ubnedarim ve'in dasaran kain shom. It seems to be machlokes in the issue.
What's called kviyas? Sometimes kviyas.
So how long is the kviyas? Okay, we'll see in a minute. The Mishnah Berurah, and he says how long the kviyas is, but the kviyas he says even a few minutes. That's called kviyas. It's interesting because you're right. That's why does he bring Yomusha Mipicha? Yeah, so it's talking very strange. I don't know.
I want to say what you're saying. It could be a few minutes. So, if a person to make a kviyas for a few minutes, in case he's having a kviyas, and the rest of the time, you get to sign it. Okay, you don't know maybe you can.
That's fine. That's fine. Was he has a kviyas?
Can you say
we'll see in a second, Mr. Berurah.
Kviyas
means the same time, like right after davening. That's Mr. Berurah's example. Mr. Berurah says that Rav Klal Yisrael has a Seder Kavuy after davening. It's Lashon either Rav or all that because of this chiyuv. No, it doesn't have to be before davening. He knew better what was going on in Africa and Iraq than you know. Okay, we'll see in a second. I want to read. I'll read the whole lashon, but
he's fixing a time, though, a particular time.
He's fixing a particular time. Yeah. Now, I just want to learn. Pesach Tshuva Aleph is extremely important because I think it's something that we are not zohir in. Let's see. Pesach Tshuva Aleph. I am a sefer mishnas chacham mihilchus Talmud Torah. Shevi b'shem Aviv Hagoyim. I don't know who the father of the mishnas chachamim was. I don't know who he's quoting, but in the name of his father, the guy. Any more photo stats here? In the name of Aviv Hagoyim, shenistapek. So he has a suffix as follows. B'mishi yesh lo shir kavua lilmay kol yoyim. Someone has a shir kavua every day to learn a few blot. This time it's more than a few minutes. And if something oinis came up, I don't know, he had pneumonia, or he had to go out of town for a wedding, or there was a snowstorm, whatever it was. He overslept, he was bottled. Isn't a neder that needs tashlumin? You have to pay it back. Or is it that he made a neder for this day? Maybe the neder is to learn every day, and if one day is an einis, einis rachmana patre, do you have to pay back? That's the shaila. I think it's the amount of time. You know, the Velt says, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu may not dafim ela hashoyis. Nobody has found yet where it says. It's a saying that people have. God doesn't count pages, he counts hours. But it's probably true that you have to learn some dafim too. But the kviyas is the time, even though he mentions Ezadav. Hoda Poshit Lenafshei. So the father of the Mishnah Chachamim held Dafka Balayla Shachrav Chayev Lahashlim, Chayev Asayim. I guess he also is like Shemin Esrei. That only the night afterwards you pay back for Lolo Yoyma Achra, and not the next day. Vehuzal, and the author of the Mishnah Chachamim himself, argued with his father, Pikpek Bezet. And first he has to pay back his old, otherwise he's going to be in Israel in whatever it is. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, Mishnah Berurah says, and Ira, this is Kuf Nun Hei, Sivkot and Dalit.
What's the
Kufnun Hay is Leilech Medesh. After it finishes all the dinim of davening, and before it starts the dinim of eating, the Shulchan Aruch has two simanim. One is to go learn, and one is say the Masul Matan, doing business. So he says, "Im iraloi einis shaloi hayachal hashlam akviyah shaloi beyaim yalav kamei chayiv viyeshlimenu balaylo ukidamrinan." Ravacha Brayakiv Yosef Biyamama Opara Belalia. So he says that he should pay it back the following night if he missed the day. Chasarach Rainim Shalom Kaidu Shesi Besamed Yashakris Afilu Miraloy Ainish Loyuchalumai Bikfias Yumanakapanam Posuk Echoday Halacha Achas. The very least, you have to run out, open a sefer, learn one pasuk, open a kitzer, learn one halacha. You should have a kfiyas that after davening you always learn something. So that's his.
So based on this, if you missed at night, it's a type of bottle then?
See, he doesn't say, but he says, yeah, you shouldn't go to sleep that night.
What about learning before? There's no chiyuv before davening.
You could daven first, learn second. You don't have to learn first, daven second.
You can claim what should be done after davening by learning before davening.
Yeah, you can do before davening, no question.
It's not
dafka. So when you finish, you learn. Whenever you finish, so if you finish at noon, you do it then. You learn. No, he meant it takes a long time to finish davening. So if you finish in the middle of the day, you learn then.
This tash limit is not like the tash limit for tefillah. The tash limit for tefillah, you say the chlova of the day first, and then you make it up here. It seems like you're making up mashma from lashon here. You pay back, but you could always be a deficit if you don't finish your bit only.
That's right. You have to pay. You have to pay back the whole thing.
Between a seder and a neder.
A neder?
Yeah.
A neder, okay, so you all have to know, this is a big michshol. You all know that nedarim are very, very chomer in the eyes of Chazal. It says that the earth shook by the isser of, by dinei nedarim and dinei shvuas. It says in Shulchan Aruch that someone who says he's going to do a dvar mitzvah, even shaloi b'loshen neder, the lashon is neder gadol nadar l'lakei Yisrael. Let's say a person tells his wife, "I'm going to learn for an hour." That's a very serious thing because that's a neder. It says ha'omer emoy ve'eshna perig zeh neder gadol nadar l'lakei Yisrael. So he tells his wife to learn for an hour. He goes to Beis Medrash and learns for 55 minutes. So he violated his neder. 59 minutes. He violated his neder. If a person says, "I'm going to go to learn," It's a serious neder that a person makes. Because a neder doesn't require Lashon Neder. I should stop there? I don't know. Rav Pam used to say it, and I'm already accustomed to it. I always say B'li Neder when I tell my wife I'm going to learn. I say I'm going to the Beis Medrash. I don't say I'm going to learn.
You say you're going to learn, but that means you're going to learn. It doesn't mean you're learning.
Very good. Very good. Except that going sometimes means transit. And sometimes I'm going to do something, doesn't mean I'm going, it means I'm gonna. So I guess it depends. Well, I don't know. At any rate, that's what it says.
Now, 10 minutes, you could shave off the time for an hour.
You say for an hour, maybe it's in a day, the 10 minutes I thought. The Bir Halacha, it's very interesting. The Bir Halacha says a few interesting things. He says, first of all, Etzem Alimud. Even though if you learn alone, you're mekayim a mitzvah saseh. Mekom mekayim. L'chatchila mitzvah lahadir koma shiyachol lumay b'chabura. Ideally, a person should learn b'chabura. Sheidei zeh yesh kvayt shemayim. B'chin amru chazal, b'roi v'am hadras melech. V'amru sheyesh nafkamina b'mish loymid yechidi. Asher kodesh baruch hu kaveh alay sachar al zeh. Mekom mekayim l'michtevin milay b'sefer zechrayinais. If a person learns himself, he gets schar, but his words don't get written. I don't know what to say if it's a chrinus is, but it sounds like something good. Because of us, Nidbru, Yirei Hashem, Yishareyeyu, V'yichtes, Sefizikar, Lefanav, Yirei Hashem, L'chai Shishabai. So the ideal thing is to learn with a rabbi. Bekoshkeg shalaymid v'asara yachad oz kod mashchina v'asid iksiv elakim nitzav v'adas el kenor chazal in tera niknes ela b'chabura. So he says that ideally a person should learn. Then he says, this is what I said before, achena minika hayayim b'chol kihilos Yisrael shekoyvin l'umay b'chabura acharat filo b'vesaknesis. And then he gives to learn after that. Then he adds the following.
You learn with a lot of people, you don't learn with a group, so you have it together back and forth. The discussion is much, much more. The smaller the group is learning,
okay. It could be. It could be. Then he says, and listen to this, he says, Va'imr Kaddish Rabbanim. So here, there's some confusion in two regards. Saying Kaddish Rabbanim after davening, after learning. Saying Kaddish Rabbanim after learning. So the Mishnah Brura says you say Kaddish Darabanan. Now there are two issues. The first issue is if the learning what? Why do you have to learn? You know the minig is to say Rasa Kaddish Baruch Hu Zakis Yisrael. Do you have to say that? Mishnah Brura here says Ein Aymer Kaddish Darabanan Ela Al Tor Shabal Peh V'loy Al Psukim Chen Kol Divrei Agada Aymer Chen Al Divrei Agada Aymer Kaddish Darabanan. So that's what he says. So he seems to hold that any Tor Shabal Peh you can say Kaddish Rabban, and you have to say Ratzon Kaddish Baruch Hu Lezakus. Who learns today just Teresh B'Ksav? Anytime you learn B'Chabura, it's always Teresh B'Al Peh. Elsewhere, in Hilchas Kaddish, the Mishnah Brura says, different than here, he says it should be a drosha of the Pasuk. It should be Teresh B'Al Peh on a Pasuk. Which means, if you just say Reb Chaim, it's not good enough. If you learn a Gemara that Tashin's a Pasuk, then it is good. And that's, I think, the reason people say Ratzon Kaddish Baruch Hu Zakis Yisrael if you come to our mitzvah shenemar. You're darshaning a pasuk. That's the way the Mishnah Brura says it there. Now here, the question is the following. Why is it not the custom to say Kaddish Rabbanan in yeshiva after learning? Remember the yeshivas I was in? After Seder, they say they didn't say Kaddish Rabbanan. You go to what? Yachid Kala. They say Kaddish Rabbanan. There's nobody say Kaddish. There are people say Kaddish. There's no minion. Need a minion? Okay. So the issue is why? I mean, Gedolei Yisrael come and they say a drasha. You go to a dinner. A Gedolei Yisrael says a drasha. No one says Kaddish afterwards. Seems to me, I have no mocker for this except practice, that this is only in a Beis HaKnesses and a mokum tefillah. When you go from davening to learning, between Mincha Maariv, they always say a Kaddish after the learning.
Right?
Wherever you go, they say Kaddish after the learning. It seems that it's only the Kaddish Rabbanan, the custom is, I'm not saying you can't do it, you can do it anytime, but it seems the custom is only to say the Kaddish Rabbanan in a learning which is either in a Beis HaKnesses or connected to a Tefillah, right after a Tefillah, right before a Tefillah, the Beis Havel, it's also next to a Tefillah, they never have it, only next to a davening. So if it's around the davening, it seems the meaning is to say Kaddish and otherwise not. I don't know. I guess it's the drushes to Rabbanan. It's the things to Rabbanan. You know, Rabbi Krohn has an interesting line. He makes fun of how people run out of shachris. So he says, after Volitzin, say Kaddish Shalem, everyone's there. And then he says, after Enkelakenu, say Kaddish, after the Yaim, they say Kaddish Yasim, only the Yisayimim are still there. And then after Enkelakenu, say Kaddish Rabbanan, only the Rabbanan are still there, you know, like everyone runs out before him. So, okay. But anyway, yes. Oh, very good. So Mishnah Brura says, it's important, Oid Kosvu, Achrayinim, he doesn't say who, Linyan Amiris Kaddish, Eimachav Shiyumadu Dafka Asara. You don't need that 10 people are learning, or dafka be'asara. Afilu echad ishnaim shalomdu, yachlu loy mekaddish, rak shiyah asara bebeis haknesses. As long as they're in a shul, they say kaddish. V'gav afilu ishacher shaloy lamad, yachlu loy merakaddish. Even somebody who didn't learn could say the guy, beis oval, the oval's not really not supposed to pay attention when they're learning mishnayas. He's not supposed to be learning with them, he's also believing in Torah. But he says the kaddish, because you don't have to be one of the learners in order to say the kaddish.
Davening the situation, if three people learning together, just three, and or four, whatever it is, and there's Nishul still see 20 people left, you could still say Kaddish Rabbanan.
That's what I read to you, yeah.
But it's not done, though.
We don't, yeah, it's,
unless it's like...
I'm reading Jewish Libura, so that's...
Learning halacha, learning something from Rabbim, that's just learning from Davening.
That's where it's brought. This is all in Kuf Nun Hey. I was reading the first Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Hey. He writes about Balabatin. Where is it? Here it is. Listen to this. Balabatin, Sheinam Loim Dim Rakim Loi Dal Shois Biyim. Loi Yom Medu Begavar Lachud. Zetzo Shil Medavka. Gam Suriya Pesach. About Shema and the Rakim Loi Dal Shais Biyan. That's his loss. 3 or 4 hours a day. So that's the day when you go to work. So I don't know. You say again, Elita, what do you know from work? They have nothing to do there. There's no way to make Karnosa. So. What? It's okay. We'll see the Rambam. Rambam's Losh and his Balabatim only learn 9 hours a day. So. Okay. Anyway, so this is Pesachei Tshuva Bei is another one. Listen to Pesachei Tshuva Bei. Again, my point was that this halacha l'maisa here. So first halacha l'maisa is to pay up your kviyas and not to make nedarim. Pesachei Tshuva Bei is ayin l'kvay loizman ayin shay tshuva arachayim simu kuf nun hei shekasim the bivirke yosef kasa b'shem arenu harav don es hadin. If somebody sits and he's a dayan, he's pasking halacha, he's not getting paid. That counts as kviyasitim. Abul b'schar. But let's say somebody is being done, he gets paid for his time. He's a rabbi and he gets paid for it. It doesn't count for kviyasitim l'tayra. V'ayin shom shemesupik mishloi mi b'yeshiva beis kavua umel kabel pras im oyla. Somebody who's not saying kailu, and he gets paid, they get paid $10 a day in most places, but they get paid for it. Does that count? I am Shama Shamru, Kal Shayna Aloche, Miyut Aloche Shtayin. That's a separate aloche. But, what? This is Kriya Shvat Kaisa Day. But it's an interesting thing, because Yosef holds that what you get paid for learning, some people are tutoring, and they're doing other things, and when a person gets paid for learning, is not. Quite Berkei Yosef, it may not be included. What? No, it doesn't say no schar. It says it's not conveying to the Torah. Oh, you mean if you don't get paid, then it counts. Oh, okay. I thought you said yeah.
You just tell people in the cradle that they should be like a balut boss. This is your work day, then yeah, you got to learn before and after like a balut.
Very good.
But I mean, as far as the dorm, it's not just a couple of things. If you do three times of that thing, we never resolve.
You don't need three times. The Dava Tov is one time.
You didn't say.
Dava Tov is one time. As long as your das was to do it on a regular basis.
Then
the kviyas is one
time. Why should you get paid?
Because the chashivas of kviyas itim is that you take your time. We're talking about kviyas itim. What's special about kviyas itim is the chashivas. That chashivas is when you take your time and you convey it for learning. Talmud Torah Makai. Kviyas itim the Torah has to be. Yeah. So, but they don't have to learn lunchtime. So let them learn lunchtime and they'll have an extra kviyas itim. That's what we're saying. But he's really supposed to be there. I feel. Now the end of Pesachei Tshuva has another important halacha. Ayma gan Avraham simreish tefasu katan hay. B'shah shalaim in abrachis b'gemara yayma b'li askaras Hashem. If you're reading a Gemara, the Gemara says when you get up in the morning, you say shalaim sarigai. It doesn't say that. It says you say. So don't say Baruch Atah Hashem, don't say God's name. Now that's easy. What about Psukim? I'm Bishilus Yaivitz. Chelkasim Peyalef, Daita, Shiyocholoi Meraskaras Hashem. That he says even Brachis you could say with Askaras Hashem. I'm Shai Tshuva, I'm Shai Bekiyaz, the Rabbanak Shishai Berit Sisrael, no, Bisholei Laskirai, Chelzim Azik Brach. Now he doesn't bring the Yaivitz there says that his father was Makbid on a Pasik, Dafka to say the Shem Hashem. The Gemara brought a pasuk, dafka to say the Shem Hashem. The Ramesh says the truth. He says why? There's a halacha that kol psukat lai paskei Moshe anan lai paskei non. If you say a pasuk, you have to say it like Moshe Rabbeinu said it. He said, if Moshe Rabbeinu said a pasuk, and you replace Hashem's name with Hashem, then you're not saying the pasuk. You're saying, let's say Hashem yimlach lo'olam va'ed. So you're saying three words of a pasuk, and the first word, which is God's name, you're just saying Hashem. That's not correct. And therefore, you should say the whole pasuk. What? If you say the whole pasuk, then you say it with a shem Hashem.
I think this part did.
You say only part of a pasuk, it doesn't apply. So it could be that today we're not bekiyim. What's a whole pasuk? What's half a pasuk? It could be also we read from a Gemara. We might mispronounce it. There are no nekudas. So it's a zehirus that B'nai Ashkenaz have. That we don't say Hashem's name, even when we're saying psukim or in songs. I think there's svaradim, many svaradim have a need to say Hashem's name when they sing, and it makes sense. If you're singing a praise of the Rabbi Nishalot, we should say his name. But we have a minig that we don't say Hashem's name. It's miris, some do, some don't. But certainly when you're dancing at a wedding and they sing a song that has Rabbi Nishalot's name in it, nobody, in our circles, nobody says...
You don't finish the whole pasuk.
Maybe it's because you don't see a whole pasuk. Really, when he sings Zmiris, there's no reason not to say Hashem's name. Except that sometimes you're singing Zmiris, in the middle of a sentence, you get distracted and you talk to somebody. So if you say Karibayin Olam Yomayos, it's very good. But if you say Karibayin, well, actually, Karibayin is not so bad. But if you say something that doesn't make sense by itself, then and you interrupt, so it's a problem. What? Every paragraph ends with Hashem. Okay, that's... What? You guys do. Us Ashkenazim don't. The Sfaradim do and Ashkenazim don't. I must have mentioned here many times, Ramesha once gave shir on, and we had to do the Sanhedrin. Elakim nitzav ba'adas el. El means bezdin. Ramesha was saying Elakim nitzav ba'adas kale, the whole shir. And afterwards, Rav Alpert was there. Rav Alpert, Rav Moshe's shir, used to sit behind Ramesha. They had their bench. And he used to sit there with his pipe, smoking his pipe, and just staring off into space, you know, digesting everything. So after the shir, Rav Alpert immediately jumped up, and he said, he asked him, is there any inyan that we are talking about bezdin, not to say, speak out, whatever the word might be. So Rav Moshe told him, no, there's no inyan to be machmer. Why did I do it? So he said, he said, there are a lot of people that come just to look at my face. They don't know what I'm talking about. And especially there were a lot of old East Siders. They used to come in for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. They go home, they tell their wife, I was at Rav Moshe's shir. What did he talk about? To them, he said God's name. They don't know what he's talking about. So Rav Moshe said, because there are people that don't know what I'm talking about, I don't want to say the Rabbi Nishalom, what sounds to them like the Rabbi Nishalom's name. But otherwise not. So in this company was safe that everyone knows. Sorry. He was going to offer a nigun for Tzur Mishalai, but we stopped him. What? Who? Ask. I think they do.
You say the Shem Hashem. You want to leave Hashem Hashem. You pronounce it? You don't say Shem Hashem.
But we answer, we don't say Shem Hashem.
No, the person who starts says, he says the Shem Hashem, and those who answer, don't say it.
You could solve the biggest evil problem by telling the people to pay you just the Sunday. My salary, I want you coming in on Sunday.
If they mean it, it's fine. There's no problem. No problem. The amount they pay would fit well. I'm very serious too. I know the meaning of the yeshivas is a very. It's a strange thing. When you're in elementary school, you're there from shachris through 2:30. Get to high school, they come a little less. You come to Beis Medrash, you come less. Or Shivas come, come in for Shir. And I'm not sure why, but it seems that for some reason, I guess because they're sitting and learning, that there's no expectation that they come to Yeshiva at 9 o'clock or 9:30. So I feel that I'm off the hook because I try to get there by 9 or 9:30. So I'm not getting paid for that, right? I'm getting paid for the hour that I'm in the classroom. No, that's the problem. They're getting paid schar batala. That's the problem. Right, but still, those are hours that they're getting paid for. It's hours they would be working. So if it's hours they would be working, that could be the answer to the question David asked before, why it shouldn't count. Because schar batala means it's instead of working. It's instead of working, you have to have separate. Right, let's get to the second half of Sif Aleph, which is really the one that has a greater significant discussion. The second half of Sif Aleph. Mishiyev shaloi lilma b'nei sheni adea klal lilma b'nei atir d'shiyesh loi yaspik l'acherim halayimdim. The Chaber just says in general, if you can learn, at least support people that are learning Torah. From this itself could be referring to the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that one of Rabbi Yechon's Talmidim was Rabbi Hanina said that Amayaretz don't get up by Tchias HaMeisim because the Tal HaTchias is Tal Torah. I don't know what they get, but Amayaretz doesn't get Tchias HaMeisim. So Rabbi Yechon said, "Le'nichal Amarayu Dinei Mahachi." God is not happy. A frum yid, if he's an Amayaretz, he doesn't get up. So he came back and he said, "Matzasi Lem Takana," and that is Atem Advekim B'Shem Lekeichem Chaim Kolchem Ayayim. Tchias HaMeisim. It's not only for those who learn, but also for those who support Lime Day Tyra.
So, right.
So for those people, they were saying if they support Tyra, so that's also good. I had somebody here in the neighborhood who was kvetching to me how his son Nebuch wants to just learn a whole day, and he brought his son to my house when he was in 12th grade. I should talk him into going into college, and. I said to you guys privately who he is, a wonderful person, but he said, you know, like, what's going to be? So I told this person, you went to college? Yeah. What's your major in? Yeah. Is that your parnasa? No. What happened? So me, it was different. You know, something fell into my lap. You know, maybe it was different. I said, maybe by him it'll be different. So anyway, now his son is still in Eretz Yisrael and sitting and learning. That's what his father didn't expect. His son has already a couple of children. Every time I meet the father, I tell him, see, Rabbi Nishon forced you. You should get up at Tchias HaMeisim. You don't learn. You wouldn't get up. So now you're supporting Torah. You would never support a Kollel guy. But it's your child. So, you know, Bakar Chachatachai. So you get up at Tchias HaMeisim. So that's the idea. Now, I do want to point out.
You're going against the Ramad. Because the Ramad before said you judge with Kriya Shema.
Right.
Now, what do you mean? Yef Shalul.
Okay. I don't know. And it means you can't learn appropriately. Now the Gra learns that this is talking about Yisachar Zvulun. If you look at Zion in the Gra, he learns that this has to do with the Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. And that's what we're going to talk about. We learned the Ramah first. The Ramah says, Tichashav Leiki Lulamed Ba'atzlai. Now if you pay somebody, you support somebody, so you can be Mevaka Chayla. You support someone so you can buy a Luliv. You don't get Tzchayla, you shook a Luliv. You get Scharf Tzedakah. You help someone buy a lulav. But by Liman HaTaira, it's a special deal that when you support someone who learns, the Chashav Laiki Lulaymid Ba'atzmai, the Yachal Adam Lahasisim Chaveirai, can make a tenai with someone, Shehu Yasik B'Taira, Vu Yamsi Lai Parnasa, the Yachal Laiki Mai B'Schar, a great deal, you split 50-50. You go over to Abchai Kanievsky, and you make a deal with him. You'll support him to sit and learn, and you'll get 50%. Yachal Laiki Mai B'Schar. Avalim kvar osar b'tayra. Once it's too late, and yachalim kolay chalukay b'shul mamichit. Once a person learned, you say, "Sell me your learning." No such deal. You can't do it. The Gemara says, "Because Shimon achi Azaria." Shimon supported his brother Azaria to sit and learn, so they do a chalukah. And the Gemara says that if someone already learned, Gemara says, "Kegayin, what is it? Shavnoi, two brothers who was Shavnoi." Achim, that he already learned, and he said, sell me half your learning. So it says that that's called a bezayin Torah. For money, you're going to sell your Torah. So it works before, and I think if I explained it, and I might answer some of your questions. Let me just, so there's an arrangement called Yisachar Zvulun, which is Shogur Bifi HaKoyel. Now the Yisachar Zvulun arrangement is not so simple. If you support somebody who's an Ani and he could learn, you get a mitzvah tzedakah. No shaila. What is this Yisachar Zvulun arrangement? So question number one that everyone asks is whether Yisachar loses. Is Yisachar giving up half of his schar to Zvulun or not when he makes an arrangement? And we'll see about that in a second. Rav Moshe, no, let me just finish. Rav Moshe has a very strict understanding of this. Now listen carefully. Rav Moshe says Yisachar Zvulun is a special arrangement. It's not in Hilchis Tzedakah. It's in Hilchis Talmud Torah. Rav Moshe holds that Yisachar Zvulun has nothing to do with Tzedakah. You can't use Maisa money for Yisachar Zvulun. Because Tzedakah is one Chiyav. You have to give Tzedakah. Yisachar Zvulun must be that you give 50% of your money, not your savings, 50% of your earnings to Yisachar, and he gives you 50% of his learning. Chalk and Imai. They divide. If you give him $200,000 a year, but you make $1 million a year, so Kramashin is not Yisachar Zvulun. That's Tzedakah. Yisachar Zvulun is a different arrangement, and Ramesh says Yisachar doesn't have to be a poor man. He says Yisachar got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, just like Zvulun got a chelik. Yisachar got land, they could farm. It's nothing to do with tzedakah. This is Ramesh's opinion, a long tshuva that he printed originally in the Amateur in the journal, and later was there in Nigris Moshe. And the rumor has it that one of the Reichmans saw this, he was a little concerned that his Yisachar Zvuluns are not working, and then he went to Rav Shach. And Rav Shach told him that Rav Moshe is a das yochid in this area, that you have to give half of your money to Zvulun. But nevertheless, Rav Moshe has taina, very strong taina, that it's not tzedakah. Tzedakah is one thing. Yisachar Zvulun is something else. It's not the same.
You can do one person on both. You can't do one person, not two people.
Well, I suppose you do with one, and they give half of the other half. So give half of what remains? I don't know. Anyway, this was Rav Moshe's shita. Now, the point, whether you accept Rav Moshe's extraordinary chumras or not, the point that Yisachar Zvulun is a special arrangement, the Yisachar Zvulun is a special arrangement, shouldn't be lost. Now, the all-important question, does Yisachar lose half his learning? So read Shach Beis with me and tell me what it says. Yecholek imay b'schar, kloimer, Schar Torah, the Schar Masher of Yachzeh, Yiyeh Ben Shneyam B'Yachad. Now you tell me if this Shach is not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, Yechalek Imoy B'Schar, Kolaymer, Schar Torah, the Schar Masher of Yachzeh, Yiyeh Ben Shneyam B'Yachad. That means whatever Schar there is for learning, they divide. Whatever money he makes, they divide. So this definitely sounds like Rav Moshe, that it's a 50-50 split. But that is Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun is a Torah. That's not Yisachar Zvulun.
Where does he pay
him? He loses
Schar. Arba Kali Loi Mishtami.
He receives payment.
So Yisachar Zvulun is not getting paid. Yisachar Zvulun is a separate arrangement. You know, there's an old joke about the beggar who said he wishes he would be Rothschild. If he would be Rothschild, he'd be richer than Rothschild. So he said, why? He says, well, I do everything Rothschild does, and I tutor a little on the side. So Zvulun also. Zvulun says, I'll split with Yisachar, and I'll go learn for an hour in the Beis Medrash also, so I'll have more time. So Rav Moshe says they have to split all their learning and all their finances. Again, he doesn't mean savings. He means harvacha. And whatever they make, Zvulun makes money, it also goes in the pot. It's one big pot, like a husband and wife. You have a pot, you put it all in the pot, and then you split it 50-50.
That's
B'shoveh doesn't mean 50-50. Or B'yachad? What does B'yachad mean? As one. Yecholei kimai.
B'yachad is equal.
I'll tell you what Rav Gedal Yeshua said his last Yom Kippur. Last Yom Kippur he spoke in yeshiva. I remember because I dated my wife. He was nifter between my second and third, or third and fourth dates. So on the third date or the fourth date, so I told my wife, you know, Rav Shor had been nifter. We spoke about him. So I said, I remember what he said the last Yom Kippur. He made an appeal, and he said, "Smach zvulun mitzisacha v'yisacha bayalecha." Why is zvulun first? So he said, because zvulun tells Yisachar, "Okay, you go learn 6 hours." So zvulun gets 6 hours worth of learning. Yisachar, in his 6 hours, you know, Chavrusa says, oh, I'm making a Shalom Zachar, come to my Shalom Zachar. He says, so nice, Mazel Tov. That's not learning, that's Bittul. So he said, Zevulun gets schar for 6 hours. Yisachar gets schar for 6 hours minus the time he battled. So my wife responded to me, my wife, she was my date at the time. So she told me that Michta Melio says the same thing about a husband and a wife. The wife sends him to learn for a few hours. She gets schar for all the time. The husband, you know, in between, he doesn't get schar. So, what?
How many hours do you have to do the field?
I don't know how many hours. Doesn't say. We'll get to it, but we're learning Hillstam and Torah.
No, it's not a tzvulim. So you have to make a deal how many hours?
No. No, whatever Yisachar learns, it's half his.
Yisachar is giving up here this chadah.
Right. So it sounds like he's
going to say. Like I can't.
So I'm going to give you a collection. I collected names of those who have an opinion one way or the other, whether Yisachar loses or Yisachar doesn't lose. Now, of course, we're sitting here, we might as well paskin. Yisachar doesn't lose, why not? You know, let's fool him. However, the Shach is certainly mashma that he loses. There's a Chuvis Afgas Reichel, that's the Beis Yosef's Chuvis that were printed, not the Chuvis Beis Yosef, which were printed B'chayav, but Afgas Reichel was printed later. He says, Hare Zed Daima Lalaimit Chatzi Hayayim. He says, if Yisachar does Yisachar Zvulun, the Lashon is Hare Zed Daima Lalaimit Chatzi Hayayim. He says, you lose. Chay V'lajana, in the Sefer Keser Reich, says that you lose. Rav Yenison Steif in the Tshuva Simin Yotes gives an Eitzah to a Shayel that if you can afford not to do Yisachar Zvulun, just learn. Why should you lose half of your schar? And Ramesha says you lose. So that's five. The Mashvois Hashach, Dafkas Reichel, Chayv Alojna, Rav Yenison Steif, and Igris Ramesha. The Pardes Yosef, he brings it on the Pasuk, Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha, he says beautifully. He says, Smach Zvulun B'Tzeisecha. Zvulun, when you die, you'll be Tzeisecha Ben Aylam, you'll be overjoyed. You come to Elam Emes and you have so much schar. Yisachar by Alecha. Yisachar down here, he'll be happy. He comes upstairs, he'll be a little upset that, you know, he gave away here. However, the Baal HaFla, in the introduction to Sefer HaFla, he calls it Pischa Zuta, Pischa Zira. In Ois Mem Gimel, he says, Cholila Lachshav came. He says, God forbid to say it, it's like a candle that lights another candle, you don't lose. But the Pnei Shloimei, the Pnei Shloimei is on Bava Basra, one of Gdei Leilita, he brings that flaw, and he says, that's what it means, the Aser Kosh Baruch Hu, Lahanchil, Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik. He says, each person is going to get the whole thing. Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik. Rather, in the Pardes Yosef, he says, Faker, Lechol Tzadik V'Tzadik, Shai Elamis, each one gets half. You know, Shai is half of the Tariyad plus seven. But the Pnei Shloimei says it, the Mishmer Shalom, who's not in our Shulchan Aruch, the old heavy Shulchan Aruch, there's a Mishmer Shalom in the back. He says you don't lose. Shlomo Kluga in Tuftam Vadas, Chelik Aleph, Tshuva Reishit Zayin. And Rav Pam used to say from the Igros Chazaynish, Simen Mem Tes, the Igros Chazaynish writes the opposite of Rabbi Yenison Shtaif. Rabbi Yenison Shtaif said if you can afford it, don't do Yisachar Zvulun because you lose. Chazaynish writes, why not do Yisachar Zvulun? Let someone else have anoa too. That's how he writes them. Don't be a tzarayin. Let someone else have anoa. So it sounds like the Chazayin Yishelt, you don't lose. Otherwise, you can't write, don't be a tzarayin. So you have sort of five against five. Nobody knows for sure what the deal is. Yeah, he says, take, don't be a tzarayin. Let him get some schar too. Sounds like you don't lose.
No, you don't lose. You wouldn't say give up from yourself.
And I don't have the lashon. Digros Chazaynish is not on the. We don't have one upstairs. It's not in the Eitzah Chachma. So I wasn't able to. What? So the way Rabbi Shah understands, it's a straight 50% deal. Others understand that it's a support. A support. Okay, the question is, if you can do such a contract, we'll see Ricky Vager in a minute, whether we can do such a contract, there's a special giloy by Yisachar Zvulun.
You think 25%?
So
25%
of the that's the question, that's the question.
I understand Yisachar Zvulun always was, it's a business teacher. I mean, if I'm a public school teacher, I can't do Yisachar Zvulun because I'm on a salary. There's no harbacha. But my understanding is, if I'm going to business, I make him a partner, and we're partners in a business. Not if I'm on a salary, there's no Yisachar Zvulun.
I don't understand that way. You're investing your time, you're getting paid, and you pay what you make. And that's the way I understood that that's the Harbach. Maybe I'm wrong. That's just the way I understood. Zvulun has a losing year. Yeah, that's true. If Yisachar would learn right, Zvulun wouldn't have a losing year. I hear. I can't answer you. I don't know. The Pashup Shari Yisachar Zvulun is that Zvulun allows Yisachar to learn undistracted. As opposed to someone, if someone gives a learner, he gives him $100, he gives him $1,000, the guy's still not learning with Harvachas Hadas. He still is learning, worried about tomorrow. The Pashup Shari Yisachar Zvulun is that you learn differently. When you're not worried about paying your bills, when you're not worried about where you pay your bills tomorrow, it's a different learning. Yisachar Zvulun, the simple idea, and there's no question that's the chashivas of it, is that Zvulun can learn undistracted. There's a Gemara, it says, Abaya said that when my mother told me to pick something up from the shuk on the way home, it distracted my learning a whole day. Because we're in Erev and Samachay. He said, Ein daiti tzalula. I don't have a clear mind if I know on the way home I have to pick up something, so the whole day I'm distracted. Abaya's level of distracted, not like us. But you know, last week it was storming. When was it, Wednesday or Thursday? So my classroom was on the fourth floor. The trees outside were like, it was amazing. On the fourth floor you could see the top of the trees. It was going back and forth. The boys were very distracted. So I said to them, you know, when David HaMelech was learning, the Malchamavis couldn't start up. So Malchamavis came and made the trees outside buckle under, and then he was able to start up. So you better watch out, you know. When you're distracted, it's just not that the learning's not the same. Okay. So that's the, that's the main idea of Yisachar Zvulun, is to give someone so he doesn't have to zorg, he doesn't have to worry. And that's really the main
Kayakhov's very risky. He doesn't have to give 50% for that.
I mean, that's not to give 50%. What? Yeah, that's your 50%. My understanding is you have to support him. You give him a little bit of money, you know, that nobody can live on. So that's tzedakah. That's not. You give somebody a little bit of money, how can you live on that? You know, it's. We'll get to that. The Mechaber talks about that.
Is
he post from
Talmud
or
is it
still a still has a chiyuv of to learn on his own, to be kavei itim. He still has a chiyuv to be kavei itim.
Does Sadaka get half of that too?
Only according to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, that's the salty.
So if a bunch of people get together, then together give a sizable amount, and they can share.
Probably, yeah, except by Rav Moshe, probably. Now here there's another topic in Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you have in your copies. Yeah, I think you do. See Rabbi Kiva Eiger. There's only one Rabbi Kiva Eiger on the page. The first one. Kosheshav mistaver ha'isik ovat scharai. Shekvar bitul chelkai kekosu amafarshim akan l'shainai. V'ayim b'tshuvas maram al shakar shem rabbeinu haigai. V'ayim b'sefer eish das. Now what are they talking about? So I think you have in your copies the Pesach Hagilion on the side. So take a look at the eish das ala Torah. You have it there, Parshas Vayelech. So listen to this. You get it? The Leviyasan, it says La'asad Lavai, Hashem is going to shecht the Leviyasan and give it to tzaddikim to eat. So if somebody went over to someone and said, I'll pay you $100, I get your piece of Leviyasan fish when Mashiach comes. So imagine his emunah. He paid kufsuvim for it. Hakayna al yismach, vahamoicher yisabel. They both lose. Hamoicha also divrei elam abas chayk. The seller for $100, he sells his piece of leviyasan. He makes it into a joke, like it's just a piece of fish. Umoicher chaye elam bebetz hakesef. Halay oisa achila ina gashmius elatanig elam. Schar mitzvayse vashasa. Umishasha mocha chelke beelam abay ibereshalay. Someone who loses his chaylik and ayla baba is not worth anything. V'ayim tshuvas Rav Haigan, shevim ram al shakar, v'kamak indira, shenoistim l'kayna schar, al his arerusa, if it got cut off, it's because it's on the bottom of the page. V'chivasei b'divrei olam haba, shem sidam and rabim. So Chassidim have a very nice story they tell about this. About someone was a poor person. And he went to the Rebbe, he says, I'm not making any money, every business I try, it flops. So the Rebbe gave him $2. He said, the first chayra that's offered to you, give him $2 for it. So he went outside, he goes over to Yid, he says, I want to buy chayra for $2. What chayra do I have? He says, look, the Rebbe said I have to buy. He said, I'll sell you my olam haba for $2. He said, fine. So he gives him $2, he buys his olam haba. So the guy goes home, he's laughing at this fool. And he tells his wife, look at this, I got $2 for my olam haba. Says, why raise the roof? You sold your olam haba for $2? Nothing doing. So this guy, he ran back to the person. He says, give me my $2 back. The deal's off. He said, look, the Rebbe told me to buy it. I'm not selling it back. He said, I'll give you $4 for it. I'll give you $6 for it. And of course, the story goes that, you know, finally he offered him thousands of dollars for it. He said, my Rebbe said no. So he goes back to his Rebbe. So the Rebbe told him, look, when you bought it, it was only worth $2. Because he was only willing to have $2. Now he's willing to pay, you know, $10,000 for it. It's worth $10,000 now. So sell it back to him. So that's the story they tell. That's the idea he's saying here. That if you're willing to sell your olam haba for $2, that's worth $2. And if not. Now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says this to answer Akasha when Esav sold the Bechaira for a bowl of beans. So Kasha is itzayna. He asks, if you cheat someone, one shtus mekach, itzayna. So Chaim Shulevitz, he doesn't bring this eshtas, but he says this aside. He says, your ruchnius is worth whatever price you put on it. Whatever it's worth to you, that's the price. If it's worth a bowl of beans, it's not ayna, then it's taka worth a bowl of beans to you. That's what he said. And of course, the musar is that, you know, when there's a snowstorm, you go out to Minyan anyway, then that's what it's worth to you. If it's, you know, if it's not worth the snowstorm, so then it's worth less to you. Every time there's an opportunity, that's what it depends on. Siv Beis is also an explosive sif. Yilmid Adam Torah v'akach Isa Isha. Shem Isa Isha Tchila Yevshel Laylasik B'Torah. Me'achzer Chaim. It's the old Claire. It says if you learn, then it's hard. If you get married, it's hard to learn. Is it the wife or the children? What's the shter to the learning? The wife is the shter to the learning? Or the family is the shter to the learning? My nafkamina. Someone get married, use birth control. He doesn't plan to get married. He doesn't get married till he's 25. So get married 22. And
The
verse says, Hatzel Miyek Tehorah. You should get married. As it says, that's what it says at the end. Then the end. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav talks about this. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, why does it say in the Mishnah it says Shmoneh Asar L'Chuppah, and the Gemara says Ben Esrim Tipachatz Ma'isa? Gemara says 420, and the Mishnah says 18. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says because the shter to learning is when you have family; it's not the wife; it's the family. So he says if you get married at 18, the first 2 years usually you don't have parnosa shter because of mishpacha. So the first 2 years, that's how he gets from 18 to 20. I should mention, Shulchan Aruch Rav has Hilchas Talmud Torah in Chelek Hei, a tremendous work, and he has here a Shtikl Torah. What we're going to deal with next week is the question of the halach is a mitzvah sheyef sheyadei acherim is not Teichat Talmud Torah. So why is it mutter to push off marriage for learning? Or Ben Azai pushed it off entirely for learning.
Doesn't the Rambam say in Pirkei Avos that somebody gets married before their parents? The Rambam says that in Pirkei
Avos. That's not what I was talking about here. He's talking even if he has parnasa. For he's allowed, that's nothing to do with this. He's talking here about pushing it off because of learning, not because of parnasa. Push it off for parnasa, I understand. But if you push it off for learning, that's the question. Here it's saying, Yilma Torah v'akach Yisrisha. What's the heter? What's the heter? Yisisha is Mitzvah Yeshay De'Acherim. So Yisisha get married. So if it takes Parnassah to do it, good. If it takes dating to do it, good. Whatever it takes. But why is Talmud Torah a heter? You don't need this to tell you that. This is only 13 to 18? I don't think so. It's only till age 18? It's a Shulchan Aruch. That's how you learn Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. Yilma Torah v'akach Yisisha. It doesn't say. But there's nothing to do with the Sif. The Sif says you could learn and then get married later. doesn't.
Was it Yom Tov? How much
Torah? How much Torah? It's also a good question. So I guess we'll get back to Sif Beis next week. The longest Shmuel Esther. Which one? What's the Yerushalayim has that? I heard that Shach told Reifman, I don't know who has more Elam HaBa, me or you. But Elam HaZeh, I definitely have more. That's what it is.